The second Green Acres Artist Guild show begins on October 17th and features the work of some of the area's best-known artists. Green Acres Foundation President Carter Randolph and artist C.F. Payne are here to tell us more. Welcome.
Thank you for being here.
Let's start with the foundation itself. Please tell us about the Green Acres Foundation and what it comprises, Carter.
Green Acres is the legacy gift from Lewis and Louise Nippert to the community, and it comprises about 600 acres, and we do education from environment education for children, sustainable agricultural, equine, horticulture, and cultural arts. And part of the cultural arts program, we developed the Green Acres Artist Guild, which is 30 local artists who are, we consider them to be the best living artists in the greater Cincinnati area. And they get together at Green Acres from time to time, and then they put on art shows for us.
And Green Acres is located where?
It's located in North Indian Hill. Over 600 acres, we have multiple addresses, but it's on Bloom Road, Spooky Hollow Road, and Loveland Madeira.
And you do have an art center.
Yes, we have an art center where we do art shows. We've had various art shows featuring art from around the country and traveling shows. And we're very happy to have the local art show of the Green Acres Artists Guild. We also have musical concerts.
And last year was the first Artists Guild show. How did that go?
It went extremely well. I think everyone was far more pleased than they expected, both in sales of art. When you can buy a living local artist and you can meet them, it's kind of neat. And so the community has the opportunity to do that. But the quality of the art is just fantastic. It's unbelievable art. We have very talented artists in Cincinnati.
And the point of the show, or the theme of the show, is Cincinnati-centric, isn't it?
Yes, this show is all about Cincinnati, and so it's local Cincinnati artists painting some of their favorite scenes for Cincinnati, and they'll be on display and available for purchase. And we look forward to a really fantastic month-long event.
With other kinds of programs going with it?
Yes, there'll be some wine tastings and some other opportunities, and you can find those all listed on our website. It's a very unique opportunity to see living artists, and the Art Center itself is a very unique building. It was built in 1923 as a mansion.
And C.F. Payne is nationally renowned for his drawings, his magazine covers, and the murals, especially the mural that graces the Cincinnati Playhouse in the park. What kind of work are you doing these days?
I'm mostly now focusing my work on children's books and my teaching. I teach up in Columbus, so I go up there twice a week. Driving up from now, I've moved up to Lebanon, so I drive up to Columbus twice a week from Lebanon and work on all my children's books. Most of the time, for years, I was doing a lot of magazine illustrations. But as I get older, the deadlines get crazier, and I can't stay up till 4 o'clock in the morning as I used to. So I find children's books seem to be a pace that I find more convenient, at least for my schedule.
You mentioned earlier, before we went on the air, that illustration is what you really are focusing on. And could you talk about what an illustration is as opposed to a drawing or a painting?
I think the distinction is trying to understand the difference between illustration and fine art. I'm not one who gets into the discussion of who sits higher on a pedestal. They're just different art forms, just the way blues is different from jazz. It's an art form. I guess if you wanted to give one distinction, for the most part, when I do a magazine cover or a children's book, when you hold that children's book in your hand, that's the finished product. The artwork that I create is part of the process, whereas a fine artist creates a painting, it hangs in a gallery, hangs on a wall. That's the means in which you're intended to see the work. So it's kind of how it's intended to be viewed, to some degree creates a distinction, I think, in the art.
Do you and some of the other artists who are going to be represented, do you get together from time to time? Do you critique each other's work, or how does that go?
Not as much. Creating art, I think you find this probably from most of the artists. They would say it's fairly solitary work. Because of the fact people are located hither and yon throughout the region, it's a hard thing to do. I mean, there used to be a period of time I used to participate with a Cincinnati Illustrators group that we would get together every Wednesday for lunch just to be able to talk about art and reacquaint ourselves with table manners. But it is a hard thing to do. I mean, I've got other friends of mine that we do get together, but you really got to make an effort to take the time to schedule that.
Are there any special areas of Cincinnati that you like to do in your own work?
I've been much more attracted to what I would call, the urban landscape type of thing, from overpasses to bridges to things like that. I utilize those sometime whenever I can, even in my illustrations. When I was doing the back covers of Reader's Digest, I kept on sticking Cincinnati in the pictures as much as I could. Even when I did Santa Claus, I put a Cincinnati Reds bumper sticker on the back of his sled. they kept on saying, why are we keeping on seeing Cincinnati in your artwork? I said, Santa Claus is the man in red. He's not going to be a Dodger fan.
What else goes on at the Art Center, Carter? Are there art classes that are held there?
It's a little bit different. Our focus is classrooms and children. At the Art Center, we'll see about 10,000 school children this year, and we use art and art forms to teach things that are on the state standards test to provide a hands-on experience. We use ballet dancers to teach centrifugal force. We use the art itself, and children come out and get to see the art on the walls. And one of the more interesting things is some of the inner city children who are really challenged children, they're able to tell you things that are in a painting that they can't tell you directly about themselves, but they will talk about themselves through the art that's on the wall. And it's one of the fascinating experiences that I've had in being involved with Green Acres. And so the art gives an opportunity to open up communication, and it gives an opportunity for these children to learn a little bit about what's on the test. And then we see state standards come up in the schools that we've been involved with.
And part of the proceeds that you derive from the sale of the artworks at the art sale will go to support busing transportation.
Yes. The Nippert's left a significant endowment to fund all the programming at Green Acres. So programming for school groups is free at Green Acres. But at the time we set up the foundation, schools had money for buses. And today, schools don't have money for the transportation for field trips. So we raise funds to provide those funds so the children get out to get an opportunity. So it's a very leveraged investment. When you buy a piece of art, the local artists benefit, and the school children benefit by being able to come to Green Acres. It makes a wonderful combination.
And it's not just paintings that will be exhibited, correct?
Correct. There'll be some statue work. It depends on what the members of the guild all come up with, but we display their work, and they're kind of in charge of the artistic side of it.
So a variety of media, sculpture, photography, and 3D, and other kinds of wonderful work, including works by C.F. Payne.
Absolutely.
Other artists that were going to be represented include
Carl Sampson,
Lauren Long,
Richard Lushak. And in fact, on October 26th, I'll put in the plug for Chris from noon to 5. He will be there talking about illustration. And on other dates, there'll be other artists present to talk about their work. So it's a really great opportunity if you're interested in art to get to meet some of the local artists and get to learn from them. And as I said before, we believe these are simply the best of the living artists in the greater Cincinnati area.
Chris, for those of you who aren't familiar, is C.F. Payne.
Right.
Thank you to Carter Randolph, president of the Green Acres Foundation, and C.F. Payne, a member of the Green Acres Artists Guild. The second annual Artists Guild show runs from October 17th through November 16th at the Green Acres Art Center in Indian Hill. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.